This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
It's time to get inspired. The award-winning Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, is about to begin. This internationally syndicated radio program, hosted by Carrie Murphy, is designed to provide you with a sacred space to rejuvenate your spirit, expand the horizons of your imagination, and unleash your greatest potential. Following a near-death experience in 1997, Carrie's mission became clear. She is dedicated to awakening and empowering millions globally. Carrie invites you to visit her website at www.carriemurphy.com. That's CARIMURPHY.com to learn about her soul success life and business coaching services, her books, speaking events, and more. You can also contact Carrie and her team directly at 1-800-704-SOUL.
Welcome to the Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, your weekly multivitamin for the body, mind, and spirit, hosted by Carrie Murphy. As an award-winning media personality, inspirational speaker, best-selling author, and soul success coach, Carrie is devoted to offering you energetic and practical insights to support you in claiming the inner worth, outer wealth, and optimal health you desire and deserve. And now it's time to get started with some Straight Talk for the Soul. Let's welcome your host, Carrie Murphy.
Everybody, welcome to the Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. You ready for some expansive, empowering, enlightening ideas to remind you of who you really are and why you're alive right now? Well, I'm Carrie Murphy, and I'm here to deliver that to you today. I'm here to ignite your light as I commit to igniting my own right beside you. It's a beautiful new day. It's a beautiful opportunity to stand fully in our power, commit to a deep, divinely fueled dedication to ourselves and to the expansion of our light, the amplification of self-love, the love for ourselves, for life, for everything. Today's show is all about the supreme self-care for the soul. It's about self-selected service to and for the soul. It's clearly a show dedicated to the letter S. I didn't realize that until now. Remember when they used to dedicate that kid show Sesame Street here in America to a particular letter? Well, today I'm dedicating this show to the letter S. I didn't know that. Supreme self-care for the soul, self-selected service to and for the soul, because we must be in service to the supreme self-care of our own soul before we can be of any effective service to others. That message came in loud and clear this week. Therefore, I'm here to remind you that you deserve to make yourself a priority beginning now. No more compromising your personal power. No more putting yourself last. No more disregarding your intuition. No more suppressing your voice. Because as you embrace all of this within, you're going to see it reflected in your external world. Before I go any further, as always, I want to extend a bright, beautiful, blissful good morning, good afternoon, and good day to each and every one of you tuning in from around the world, whether it's your first time joining us or if you're a longtime listener, welcome, welcome, welcome to this cosmic family of light that I love so much. Welcome to our ever-evolving growing, ever-expanding global community of over 1.1 million subscribed listeners. I'll even go so far as to say welcome to our galactic listening family. I say that because we are being supported so beautifully by our teams of light in the higher realms as they delight in our dedication to our evolution, expansion, ascension, whatever word floats your boat, whatever resonates with you. Commit to remembering they are and activating and integrating the fullness of our creative gifts and talents and capacities and abilities. Our teams of light are right there with us. And I can feel their presence along with every global listening family member. I feel it every week and it just gets bigger, bigger, bigger. So thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to have fun. We're going to lighten up in all ways. I do want to remind you that you do have free access to the replay of this show and to all of my shows. All you have to do is subscribe. A quick and easy way to do that is to go to my website at carrimurphy.com, CarriMurphy.com, navigate your way into the main website, double-click on the words that say radio show at the top of the page. Once you're there, there's a big iTunes image or graphic. And just click on it. Get yourself subscribed. And then I still have people writing me on a regular basis sharing that they listen to these shows repeatedly to kind of get themselves jump-started for the day or for the morning, for the week. Because each time they listen, they hear something new, a new layer, a new message. So it's whatever it is that their soul is wanting them to hear in that moment. We live in such a magical, phenomenal universe that brings to us precisely what we need to hear at the right time to support us on our journeys. But we have to listen. So it's an honor and a joy to be a part of your journey. So thank you for your presence here. I absolutely love each and every one of you. And at this point, I want to get the energy flowing. So let's shake out those hands, rotate your shoulders, turn your neck from side to side. Just move, move, move. Okay? As you do so, see your cells expanding, sparkling, glowing, glowing, glowing. If that feels weird for you as a male, it's okay. You glow too. Let's add in some very deep conscious breaths to further expand our energy field. So not only are your cells lighting up as you breathe in and out, your personal sphere of energy and light, your energy field that emanates outward from you in about 8 feet in every direction, that's expanding right now. Imagine it. Visualize it. Your light is infinite. Your potential is infinite. Your creative power is infinite. You are infinite. So let's keep breathing, keep moving, keep breathing, keep moving, keep breathing. Get the energy flowing so any of the stress that was lodged in your body, in your cells, prior to this show today, see it breaking up, see it dissipating, see it flowing. Toxicity no longer anchored inside of you. We don't want it anchored inside of us. That's why we get sick. We want it moving, dissipating, breaking up. And see it moving with every breath. I mean, don't you just love that? Don't you love knowing that you can move that stuck energy, that stale, stagnant, stuck energy this easily, this quickly? This consistency is a big important part of this because you can do this on your own as many times as you wish. This is supreme self-care, my friends. That's what we're talking about today. So let's take in one more deep breath, everybody. Breathe in and hold it, hold it, hold it. Now breathe out and just see your light expanding, expanding, expanding. Okay, I feel like we're a little more grounded, so let's dive in. I have a question for you. I love questions. Are you committed to you? That was the big question that came through, because I always ask, okay, what are we going to talk about this week to my team of light, to my higher self? That was it. Are you committed to you? This is a topic or a theme that I'm going to explore today. It is such a big one. It's so significant for all of us. with the beginning of each new day, each new moment, like right now, we hold the power, the potential, and the option. It's an option to select new ways of being rooted in a commitment to ourselves. And the reason I'm talking about this is it's time to go beyond that old paradigm of believing that attention to self was selfish. Okay? This is realizing that this is intended to be our priority. We have to commit to nurturing our souls and ourselves in ways that support the expansion that we came here to experience. This includes using discernment. Be discerning of your thoughts and your choices, your environments. Be discerning of your friends. Be discerning of your relationships. Be discerning of your responses. Be selective. You deserve this. That's a gift you give your soul. It's a crucial component of supreme self-care of the soul. And with intention, we can commit to honoring, respecting, trusting, and loving ourselves with greater and greater ease. Sometimes we're not used to that, so we just do it a little more each day. It becomes more comfortable, more easy. It involves letting go of the ways that we compromise ourselves. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. It's part of the human condition, okay? We have to let go of the ways that we minimize our value, the way that we dishonor the voice of our soul, the voice of our intuition, the ways that we put others before ourselves. I'm here to remind you that you're worthy of moment-to-moment self-nurturing, self-care, and self-love. And as you do this, you provide a shining example to your children, your partners, your mates, your loved ones. They're going to reveal, really receive infinite rewards from your dedication to yourself. So that's how we move beyond the old definition of selfish. We have to put ourselves first. Because our loved ones, their levels of self-trust and self-love will rise automatically and beautifully as a pure reflection of your own expansion and your own empowerment and your own dedication to you. So, will you give yourself that gift of committing to you in new ways that honor the brilliance of who you are? Will you remember that self-love is not something that you earn? It's something that you choose. It's something that you practice. It's something you commit to. And this is an internal shift that reveals internal rewards that are beyond measure, far beyond measure. Words don't even come close to describing the rewards for this. So today is your opportunity to say yes to unleashing your potential, to saying yes to igniting that inner genius, igniting your light. I love that phrase. That's why I love that song at the beginning of the show. Today is your opportunity to boldly say yes, to boldly be you, to optimize and actualize your infinite soul potential. How we do this is we say yes from shifting to, how do I want to phrase this? Victim to victor. We're going to shift from mere survival to pure and complete freedom and liberation from the inside out. If this all sounds good to you, then you really are the perfect, divinely designed place right now. That's what this show is about today, supreme self-care. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, we exist as these spheres or balls of energy that go out about 8 feet all around us. That's our energy field. And we're radiating, emitting energy in all directions at all times. When we start to generate love from within us, and we commit to that, then we emanate loving energy wherever we go. And then that's what we get back. But we have to commit to embodying that love for ourselves first and foremost. So it's about committing to the service to us. We have to be in service to ourselves. You know, this whole lightworker community is so committed to being of service to others at the expense of being of service to themselves. And I'm here to remind you that you have to put yourself first. You have to be in service to you first and foremost, because you're here for a significant reason. You would not be listening to this show. Well, you wouldn't be alive, first of all. But if you're listening to this show, you definitely came here to be a part of the conscious transformation of this planet. you're here to remember your infinite divine nature and essence and ignite your light, upgrade your physical vessel so you can hold more light, so you can be a part of this transformation, because the physical world around us matches the physical level of density in our bodies. So as we commit to loving ourselves more and more, we lighten up, we hold more light in the body, and then the physical world around us changes. It also lightens up in frequency. So it's important to see yourselves, as we started the show, breathing and seeing ourselves glowing. See yourselves glowing and expanding and sparkling every day. Imagine it, see it, feel it, activate it so that you create more light and less density in your physical body, which will then reveal more light in your external reality. And as you commit to shifting, changing, and actually reversing the energy flow, so you're reversing the flow of energy from lack to light. You're reversing the energy flow from fear to love. It's really a reversal of frequency. It's a reversal of energy. And this is self-selected. It's self-chosen from moment to moment. With your power of focus, with the power of your attention, your intention. Because every single thing outside of us, as I speak about so often, is a reflection of what's going on in us. So as we hold more light within us, everything around us reflects that upgrade in vibration. Whether we realize it or not, this is actually a very fluid reality. The only thing that cements things into place are our beliefs about ourselves, about life. And so as we expand our beliefs about ourselves and about life, we expand the reality that we experience. And that's why so many people are walking around living in this physical earth experiencing different realities, because we're creating the external reality that matches our internal vibration, but we're living side by side. So when we deliberately choose to transmit and emit love, when we emanate love from within us out into the world, that's what we get back. And the limits are removed because the limits have always been inside us. So when they're released and they're removed from inside us, they're released and removed from outside of us. It's interesting because what I am shown intuitively is that the old dimensions of consciousness, some of the really, really dense ones, they really are falling away, dissolving, crumbling, because more and more of you beautiful, beautiful beings, like the ones of you listening right now, you're holding more light. You're raising your frequency on a more deliberate, conscious, consistent basis. And this occurs with what I'm talking about today, a commitment to supreme self-care, self-nurturing, and self-love. The key is intentionally transmitting and emanating and emitting love, joy, gratitude, light, all of those beautiful things. But it takes practice, 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 consistency. A joyful practice, though, I might add. The world outside of us is occurring and it's happening in response to us individually. We're all creating our own little reality. So the new earth that you hear so much about, it's inside of you. It dwells within you and you create it within you. You create it as you awaken more and more to who you are. So you awaken it inside you and then it emerges outside of you. And last week I spoke about boldly being you and boldly revolutionizing your evolution. Well, a huge part of this is boldly loving you, boldly nurturing you, boldly filling and fueling your cells with light and love. And when we talk about being way showers during this ascension cycle, and if those words don't resonate with you, you can replace them with whatever ones do resonate. But when we talk about being way showers on this planet, it begins with being a way shower to and for ourselves. Okay. We have to commit to ourselves before anything about anything else or anyone else. We have to be way showers on the planet, we have to commit to us. We have to shift away from the old limiting paradigm that says that this is selfish. We have to expand our definition of selfish to something lighter, something that takes into account our realization that we came to this planet to anchor the highest levels of self-love available. But we have to commit to ourselves and our well-being to experience that, to embody that, and to then fulfill our divine missions here. And part of honoring and nurturing and loving yourself is paying attention to the way that you speak to yourself about yourself. I've spoken about this quite often. It's important to say again that it's very, very powerful to realize your patterns of speech. It's important to establish the highest frequencies of speech when it comes to relating and communicating with yourself about yourself. A concept or a phrase that came to me this morning was actually changing the way that we look at all the limiting ways of the past. So instead of looking at something as, oh my God, that's another limiting thought and another, you know, thing I did wrong. The concept or the phrase that came to me this morning was, we can see these things as inner trends. I-N-N-E-R-T-R-E-N-D-S. Inner trends of the past. That sounds a little lighter. It sounds a little bit softer. So we can identify things as an inner trend of the past instead of, oh God, there, you know, I suck at this. I'm terrible at this. We want to be lighter with ourselves. So, we can be soft, we can be easy as we expand upon those trends. We create new empowering trends that are self-nurturing, self-loving. So often people are so hard on themselves and so critical of themselves for simply being a part of this human experience. And so as we expand the way that we describe and the way that we communicate about things, we can be easier on ourselves. And another inner energy trend you might want to shift away from is too much time indoors, because as we hold more light, as we become, you know, as we activate this light body that you hear about, that's just us holding more light, which is really love. Okay. We want to simplify it. As we hold more light in our physical vessel, we need more light from the sun. We need to be outside in nature. We need to be communing with nature. That is a huge blessing that is available to us. And it's a huge component in continuing to support the raising of our vibration. It allows us to literally lighten up. So we can shift from those old inner energy trends, okay, of fear or doubt or judgment or insecurity by generating new momentum for a new trend to anchor into our consciousness and our anchor into our way of being. And this is what supreme self-care is. It's changing those inner energy trends of the past and embodying more and more celebration of who we are, more and more joy, more and more inspiration and creativity. And it's important to mention that that embodying these higher frequencies is different than talking about them and intellectualizing them. Okay. It's about being lighter, being brighter, being a more loving person to yourself, not just logically talking about it. And you know, by the way you feel, if you're actually just talking about it or if you're actually beginning to embody these things, this is about taking action that supports self-care, not just talking about it. Who cares if we know about it and intellectualize it and rationally talk about it to everybody we know? It means nothing unless we're embodying it, unless our actions support all that talk about self-care. One of my favorite intentions to really support this supreme self-care that I'm referring to is, sometimes I'll just say, today I will seek out reasons to celebrate myself, my life, and those around me. Today, I will seek out reasons to celebrate myself, my life, and those around me. And guess what? When this is practiced on a daily basis, your heart opens, your life transforms. Because your focus is on celebrating yourself, celebrating life, noticing and acknowledging all the beauty and the possibility and the opportunity and the potential available to you every day. Because as souls, if you're listening to this, this applies to you. We are merging our higher and lower selves, our divine selves, and our human selves. We're being given the opportunity to remember the fullness of who we are. We are divine, infinite source energy, exploring all that is in this physical dimension. We're here to explore our divinity in human form. But the way that we do that is by remembering that we are divine. Okay. Can't really incorporate that into the human existence if we don't first acknowledge it. We have such a vast number of expressions of who we are interacting in this universe. And as we gain awareness of the highest expressions of who we are, bring those expressions into this physical dimension, the possibilities and the potentials also become more vast. So as we move up in vibration, we lose that whole idea of lack or separation, of being small. As we hold a higher frequency, we allow ourselves to gently open into grander and grander experiences. And some of you realize there is a diamond crystalline DNA that is actually being activated for those who are ready, willing, and available to that upgraded expression of light. We are here to come together, all of us, as a community of awakening beings. And clearly we're all at different levels of awakening. And they're all so beautiful, but we're here to support the upliftment of ourselves, one another, and humanity. And we do that by committing to ourselves first so that we have more to offer and to give to our communities. So I have to say, if you're here, thank you again. I'm so grateful for your presence and your light, because it's so important that we join together, that we feel that support for one another in our expansion. And if you just tuned in, it's a good time to say that you're listening to The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. Today I'm talking about supreme self-care for the soul, talking about being of service to you, to your soul. Because you deserve to make yourself a priority. If you haven't already, commit to that right now, because your divinely designed role as a being of light in physical form is to claim responsibility for your focus, responsibility for your creations, your radiance, your energy field. Only you can dedicate to nurturing yourself in as many moments as possible. And it's not only a role that you select, it is a gift you give yourself in your ever-evolving, ever-expanding journey of evolution. No one can give it to you. It's something you have to claim and embody. Not intellectualize, you have to embody it. So it is entirely up to each and every one of us to choose to live from that heart space and give ourselves the love and the compassion, the respect, the kindness, the tenderness that we are worthy and deserving of, because it's so important to remind us all that we don't have to earn the right to give ourselves that level of self-honor and attention and care. It's our birthright to give it to ourselves. We just have to wake up and remember that we deserve it and that we're worthy of it. And there is no better time than the present moment to really lighten your energetic load and shift from fear and self-judgment and lack and limitation into light. Light, light, light. It's time to commit to you fully. It's time to stop compromising your power. And I've said this before, but you can't put yourself last anymore. You can't disregard your intuition. You can't suppress your voice. It's time to live in a self-created, self-allowed world of abundance and vitality. It's time to live with a self-selected, childlike sense of wonder. And if any of you know me very well, or you at least listen to the show, or you know me in person, that's me. I am out there like, oh my God, life is so magical. It is a self-selected way of living and being, that you live with your heart open, where you acknowledge and appreciate the vibrancy, the radiance, the perfection within you and therefore around you. So I'm going to ask you some more questions because, as you know, this activates you. It empowers you. Will you say yes to optimal self-care? Will you say yes to treating yourself with more kindness, softness, lightness than ever before? Will you be the source of the greatest love for yourself instead of waiting for anyone or anything outside of you to be the source of what you were always intended to give you? There's a collective yes from this cosmic listening family right now, and I want you to allow the big yes from all of us to strengthen your capacity to commit to your greatest expression, the greatest expression of your light. Really allow the collective energy here to support your renewed commitment to supreme self-care, self-honor. We are here to support each other as we remember who we are and activate and integrate our personal power into our daily lives and choices. I wrote something this past week. When I looked at the word heart, I realized that there is a message contained within the letters of the word heart. There is an art to hearing with the fullness of your heart. Go look at that word. You'll see what I'm saying. There's an art to hearing with the fullness of your heart. But now is the time to really listen to yourself and really hear your soul communicating with you. Hear with a pure, open heart to you, not just to others, but to you, the real you, the bigger you, the soulfully expansive you. It speaks to you in each moment. Sometimes in whispers. So if you're hurried and busied, you're not going to hear it. And guess what? If you hear it, you can't hear it, how can you respond to it? So committing to you, committing to listening to the callings of your soul and the inspiration of your heart, and committing to putting yourself first is something you deserve. It's something you're worthy of, something you don't have to work hard for or deserve. It's something that you select right now. And when your focus and your attention shifts from lack to light, keep that in your mind, lack to light. It's like saying, okay, world, show me some of the magic. Show me the miracles today because I am not looking at lack anymore. I'm looking at what's abundant. So show me the miracle. Show me the magic. I say that every day. And if you look at the pictures I capture, I definitely get to see something new and beautiful and amazing every day. And so when we see it, we realize it, we claim it, it happens. It's a really beautiful and brilliant reality when we choose to view it from this expansive lens of light. So shift from lack to light. We must really remember to, we have to release the old to remember our power and our light. And the way that we do that is loving ourselves more and more and committing to choosing whatever is going to support us in each moment. And you know if you're not supporting yourself and your soul by the way you feel. You have to spend time listening to yourself. You have to give yourself love. You have to nurture yourself with kindness. Give yourself attention. Give yourself understanding. Laugh at yourself. Give yourself acceptance and then give yourself some more love. Breathe life and love and vitality and radiance into your being in each moment by choosing to put yourself first. Make yourself the number one priority, because here's what I want to remind you. Everything else is a reflection of the love, the kindness, the honor, and the respect that you give yourself, or it's a reflection of the lack of it. Let me say that again because it's really important. Everything in your life is either a reflection of the love and the kindness and the honor and the respect that you give yourself, or the lack of it. So when I say giving yourself attention and all that, I'm not referring to giving yourself like a pity party or wallowing in grief. Self-care is empowerment. It is uplifting yourself. It's seeing yourself as whole, beautiful, complete, divinely perfect. It's about nurturing yourself from a space of love and not fear. It's shifting from lack to light. Because we don't want to contribute that lack energy to ourselves by validating any of those old inner trends that I just spoke of. of victimhood. We want to shift from victimhood, survival, all that crap. We want to shift into the frequency of love and compassion and joy and empowerment. And therefore, what are we going to validate? We're going to validate and amplify worthiness. We're going to validate our presence, validate our light. And an important component of self-nurturing and supreme self-care is really letting go of any attachments, attachments to labels, to people, to relationships, to beliefs, to limiting perspectives, to old ways of speaking, old ways of behaving, old ways of reacting. And we want to move into a space of gratitude for ourselves, for our relationships, for all that they are. Because every single relationship carries a soul contract that we brought in from a grander perspective to reveal to us the parts of us that needed the most love. We no longer have to be misled by the illusion of needing others to change or needing external situations to change for us to experience harmony and happiness. All we have to do is go within, supreme self-care, change ourselves, and the world around us changes to reflect that internal self-love and that internal shift. Everything outside of us enters our experience as a gift, as an opportunity to make internal shifts, to make shifts inside us, within us. And by the way, part of self-care is becoming aware of and also intending to merge the divine feminine parts of us, which is all about surrender and flow and trust, with our divine masculine aspects of power and action. We need that balance. We need that blend. So it's important to honor that blend by releasing the patterns of being all one way or another. We need the blend. Part of that is letting go of any limiting idea that we have of ourselves, that we need to be fighters or survivors or retaliators or victims. You have to let go of all that, or let go of any labels of ourselves that are blocking the true expression of who we really are. It's such a fascinating paradox that even though we feel that if we're letting go of things, we might be alone, but or things are going to change. But as we let go of those old identities, that's when we gain everything. That's when we're free. We're liberated. We can utilize this gift of self-selected release. I mean, it's one of the most empowering things you can do for yourself. Release those attachments, release those labels, release those ideas, those old ways of being. Because empowering self-care involves claiming your power by realizing there just are not victims in this world. They don't exist. When we realize that the people we draw into our lives, we draw in from a soul level to highlight all the parts of us that require our love and nurturing and attention. When we realize that, we're free. Then we celebrate all that occurs in a challenging sense as an opportunity. It's an opportunity to reclaim our power. It's an opportunity to give attention to the space within us where we had previously compromised our power. So then we're empowered, we're free. So in the bigger picture, people come into our lives to test our empowerment. We have drawn them in on a soul level to reflect back to us the ways that we need to upgrade our thoughts. We need to upgrade our belief in ourselves. We need to honor ourselves more clearly and more deeply. Isn't that empowering to realize, instead of blaming others or selecting the victim role? Because when we realize there's nothing that's going to present itself in our world that is not intended to open us up in some way. Nothing presents itself that is not intended to open us up. Okay? We placed those people and those experiences in our lives on a soul level to open us up, to take us into a world of greater and greater self-care, self-honor, self-trust. We're always going to be presented with the people and the experiences that will test our level of self-love, self-honor, self-trust, self-respect. People are going to highlight the ways that we don't believe in ourselves, or the ways that we've been stuck in limiting ruts or behaviors, or, you know, thinking we're right about everything. People are going to test that, because feeling that you're right is not self-respect. It's not self-love. That's ego. The most beautiful thing someone can come in and do is shatter that egoic belief. So we can be grateful for all of those individuals that come into our experience that only reflect a part of us that is lacking in love, or lacking in boundaries, or lacking in personal power, or lacking in clarity, lacking in confidence, lacking in awareness, lacking in integrity for ourselves or others. What an amazing gift it all is from the broader soul perspective. So when we commit to self-care, we are liberated from all the unnecessary suffering. We liberate ourselves from blame. We liberate ourselves from guilt. We liberate ourselves from the old inner trends of the past. Because we're not here to blame other people. We're not here to hold on to other people from a space of lack or fear. We're here to celebrate each other for the grander purpose that we all come into each other's lives to reveal to us that we just need to love ourselves a little more. And you know what? Once these people come in and we realize that, we don't have to keep them in our experience. The only reason they stay in our experience, if it's not healthy or positive or uplifting or amazing, is because we still haven't released some of the lack within us yet. They'll hang around and trigger you again and again and again, until you really see it for why it's really happening. So in other words, we call others to us from a soul level to trigger something within us that we couldn't see for ourselves because we thought we were so perfect from an ego standpoint. So others come in, they trigger us in the ways we couldn't see ourselves as being. Because so often the ego is like, you're so awesome, you're so perfect, you don't need to change, you just stay just like that, right? That's ego. Now your soul is like, oh my God, you came here to change, you came here to expand, you came here to shift, you came here to remember that that's the purpose of life. So then we don't have to blame anyone, we can celebrate everybody. The moment we feel unworthy or not good enough, or we go into lack mode, you know, we're going to call in via our soul a person who will let us know that that's what we've activated. Isn't that fascinating to realize? Isn't it liberating to realize? I think it is. So another way to be of service to yourself, to really commit to this supreme self-care, is wake up each day and say, okay, higher self, team of light, infuse me with new layers and levels of self-love, self-trust, self-confidence, activate within me supreme inspiration from my soul, show me new ideas, help me integrate all of my galactic gifts and talents and abilities, and just show me the magic. Okay. Not show me the money anymore. Show me the magic that includes money, right? We don't want to limit ourselves with magic. So, you know, you can say higher self, God, angels, guides, team of light, or teams of light, because many of us have quite a few teams of light. Reveal to me some ideas today that will support my expansion in the most beautiful, amazing ways. Help me make the choices that will most beautifully, gently, easily, and joyfully, gotta add in joyfully, benefit and support my journey of healing, growth, expansion, light. So the main question about today's show is, are you committed to you? Are you committed to you? Really think about that. Where do you limit yourself? In what ways are you limiting yourself? We have to make some internal adjustments, internal shifts, which are naturally going to impact our external reality because one is a reflection of the other, always. We have to relax the mind and the ego to allow for that, because that's what keeps us bound to the old paradigm or the old way of being, is the mind and the ego. Not that it's bad, it's just, why not experience more magic? Part of nurturing ourselves is speaking our truth from the heart space, not from the ego space. Okay. that telling people that they're wrong. It's speaking our truth from the heart, not the head. No longer suppressing our feelings. No longer suppressing our light. So we get the energy spinning again and our energy field spinning again, because when we don't speak up, we don't speak the truth from our soul, we become sick. It's because the energy is no longer spinning. It's stuck. Would you rather it be stuck or spinning? Would you rather it be stagnant or spinning? We want it spinning, spinning, spinning. And the way that we do that is we speak from the heart. We no longer suppress our feelings. We no longer suppress our light. We get things spinning, spinning, spinning. We don't want things stagnant, okay? Part of committing to this supreme, self-selected care for the soul and being of service to ourselves is also about no longer participating in the behaviors, the choices, the interactions, or the reactions that only serve to keep the old stuff alive. If we want to participate and see and experience new earth, it's already here. But we have to create it within us first to see it on the outside. We have to let go of our attachment to identifying ourselves or labeling ourselves in any way, whether it's victim ways like things don't ever work for me or blah, 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 or all these labels. They have to be released. And I want to add that playing and laughing are essential components of being able to live in this new earth reality that we have the option right now of existing in and living in and being a part of and participating in. As long as we're analyzing, blaming, judging ourselves and others, we can't play and laugh and enjoy and have fun. This is a self-selected choice that we make for us that no one can make for us. It's something we allow ourselves to do. It's a reality that we choose to participate in. And play and fun, that's not a luxury intended for children or a certain few. It's intended to be our lifestyle and our way of being at all times. So it's important that we begin to nurture ourselves, love ourselves more, have more fun, play, laugh, really cultivate that beautiful vibration of play and harmony and love and laughter. That's going to bring to light the ways that we may be overextending ourselves or accommodating others prior to accommodating our own needs and desires. Pay attention to that so that you can shift into either, or I should say, even greater self-empowerment. So as you nurture yourself more and more, it's going to become crystal clear where you overextend yourself, where you accommodate others before you, where you need greater empowerment. And I really want to anchor in this remembrance and realization that people only enter our experience to reflect back to us the ways that we're either settling or perhaps accommodating their lack of respect or their lack of consideration or support with the grander intention that we love ourselves more, that we step into a more empowered space of being. They are such a gift. And the emotions and the programs and the old gunk that are lodged in your energy field can unlodge, meaning get unstuck as you consciously choose new ways of being, new ways of responding, new empowered expression, no longer compromising your soul's wishes, your soul's voice, your soul in any way. And part of self-love is realizing any ideas that we still have of ourselves as victims. We have to release those patterns of self-sabotage, of control, survival, competition, because we can't play those old games on new earth. Yeah, the old games of survival, competition, judgment, manipulation, all that crazy stuff, those don't work on new earth. So if you're playing those, you're not going to be anywhere near the frequency to see, experience, embody, participate in new earth. So as we release all of that, we create space for more self-love. It's about integrating more and more love as we release more and more judgment. And by the way, on New Earth, which, like I said, already exists, the true measure of success is not about how much money we make. It's about how much love we have for ourselves and others. We have to let go of a lot of those conditioned ideas that are only keeping us limited in the old paradigm, the old way of being. In each moment, we have the option to reset and realign ourselves with the highest expressions of ourselves that we can be. And if we have an intention in a given, any given moment, it should only be the highest version of ourselves in each moment. That's why we're here. We're here to change and expand and grow and to be the highest expression and version of who we are. And this is a judgment-free alignment process where we just choose a vibration where we align with the highest frequency available. You know, it's choosing self-love in as many moments as possible. It's coming up to share that it's important that as you commit to you and you commit to supreme self-care, ask yourself, why do I keep things in my world that no longer support my expansion or my happiness? It's a good question to ask, because every soul comes in for a reason, but it doesn't mean they need to remain there if they're wreaking havoc in your life. Okay, you can see them for the purpose of being there and let them go. Okay, the challenges are just gifts offering greater awareness, empowerment, expansion. And with awareness, your responses are self-selected. Without awareness, they're just reactions, autopilot patterns. So the unfolding of the journey and its quality is entirely dependent upon your willingness to participate in conscious choice, conscious response. Allowing the most optimal, clear version of yourself and your life to be emanated from your being. We're always at choice. And the journey about is really claiming that power of choice. And when our intention is to commit to supreme self-care for the soul, we spring into action from a space of heart-centered divine inspiration. We flow with life and everything that we experience begins to align with the purity and the peace and the ease and the flow of that lighter vibration and state of being. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, am I going to be willing to respond instead of react from now on? Am I going to claim my power to design my destiny from my soul's perspective? Am I going to act from inspiration or guilt and sacrifice or need or desperation? Am I going to flow with life or am I going to fight it every step of the way? Am I going to realize my strength and be a beacon of light to others? Or complain or minimize myself? Am I going to notice the soul lesson in all of my challenges? Am I going to appreciate the gifts of life instead of focusing on what's missing? Okay. There are so many questions I could throw out here, but you know, you have to see yourself from this expansive lens and see yourself as beautiful and align your decisions with your spirit rather than your ego. You have to give yourself whatever it is you wish to receive from others. You have to claim your brilliance and shine your inner light and honor your body as a divine vessel and nurture it daily with loving thoughts and intentions and behavior and move your body often to keep the energy flowing at all times and shift from surviving to thriving and remember just how beautiful you are. Your soul knows this. Your soul's like, yes, it celebrates you. Your soul will never belittle you. It will never undervalue or minimize your worth. It rejoices in you. And this inner work, this inner transformation occurs by choice. It's every thought, every word, every action, every response contributes to the creation of reality. So as we wind down, a powerful question to ask yourself is this: are my thoughts, words, actions, responses, and choices contributing to the commitment of my supreme self-care? If not, what thought, word, action, response, or choice would better reflect my commitment to myself and to my expansion? Because like I said, every moment we are creating our existence. And we came here not to stay the same, but we came here to grow and expand and change. We came here to emerge from the rigid identities of who we thought we were, to emerge from the attachments of old stories and the ego distortions and the manipulation and the fear and all that. into remembering who we really are. Okay, so thank you so much, everybody, for sharing this time and space with me today. What a privilege it always is. I'm sending waves and waves of love and light and gratitude directly from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and then offer it to everyone that you encounter today. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Contact me at carriemurphy.com. Give yourself permission to shine today. I look forward to meeting up with you right here next Wednesday. Bye-bye, everybody.
As the Soul Success Coach and founder of Empowerment Coaching Solutions, a best-selling author, inspirational speaker, and media personality, Carrie Murphy is on a mission to awaken, inspire, and empower millions globally. Carrie invites you to visit her website at www.carriemurphy.com or contact her at 1-800-704-SOUL. To learn more about her services, products, and upcoming events, and be sure to catch The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, every Wednesday here on Contact Talk Radio. Don't wait. The time for change is now.
Thank you for listening to The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. As a soul success coach, best-selling author, media personality, and founder and CEO of Empowerment Coaching Solutions, Carrie is on a mission to awaken and inspire millions globally. You can visit Carrie's website and success store and check out all of her coaching programs, books, classes, and events by going to www.carriemurphy.com. That's CARIMURPHY.com. While you're there, please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and then return here every Wednesday to join Carrie for some Straight Talk for the Soul.